Well, Declan, when we look at the league table, or when you look at the league table and you see where you are, what you're in, what sixth place on 3 points, just what two points behind the third place Monaghan, who you're facing on Sunday. Given the way the games have gone and how well you've played in so many of them, how frustrating is it?
Yeah, listen, Tom, it is frustrating. There's no doubt about it. You know, we could easily be sitting on 8 points, but listen, we're on three, and we had opportunities in those games, and you know, at that level, we're playing Division One football, you're playing the top teams, the small margins, and you know, if you look back at Saturday night's game, swinging on two goal chances, the goal chance we created a number of goal chances, but especially the one going into the last quarter, which we didn't take, we had a 4-on-2, and you know, we down the other side, we give away a bad goal, individual error, but those are the margins, and you know, we came out of Crow Park very frustrated that we didn't pick up some points. But listen, I was straight back and getting focused on the Monaghan match. And quite rightly, it's a huge match this weekend for us.
Yeah. And tell me, do you feel, does that affect confidence in the team?
No. We've trained, got back there training on Tuesday, and the lads trained really, really well. And as I say, really looking forward now to getting a big performance and then getting the results, you know, whatever we get over the line, it's about getting the results this weekend.
Monaghan, obviously, as we mentioned, your opponents, one of the farm teams in the league, I suppose, lost their opening game to Galway just by a point and unbeaten since.
Yeah, listen, you know, they're rejuvenated now under Seamus McEnany, and you know, they have a very strong squad of players. They're you know, full squad of players out there at the minute, and really potent up front. You look at Conor McManus, and you look at Conor McCarthy playing extremely well. Kieran Hughes in there. You look at like the Carl O'Connell, the Wileys, and the Fenn, you know, and Rory Began, outstanding goalkeeper, and probably, you know, the player that's made the most impact, Niall Cairns, coming back in the middle of the field. So yeah, they're strong, and they're a physically strong side and a very, very experienced side. So listen, we're under no solution of the task ahead and something, and we're going to be really at ourselves.
Yeah, they seem to have a great spread of scores as well, you know, in the four games so far. Obviously, Conor McManus is the lone raider up front, and he's doing well, but Conor McCarthy at centre-half forward seems to be causing all kinds of problems, especially last Sunday against Mayo.
Yeah, exactly. They're playing extremely well, and they're getting a good platform from, you know, their half-back line who are driving forward, plus their midfielder. So listen, again, you look at the opposition, but we'll be looking at ourselves and where we can hurt them. And again, it'll be about us and how we can get the performance level to get that result and they get those valuable 2 points on Sunday afternoon.
And in terms of the team, fitness-wise, I know you lost Jamie Brennan on Saturday night against Dublin. How was Jamie?
Yeah, listen, it'll be probably later in the weekend before we know if he's going to be available. But we're hoping that we have all available. That was there last weekend in Dublin. And hopefully, yeah, we have one more training session to go through, and hopefully lads get through that, as I say. And, you know, we should be okay.
So the word on Jamie isn't as bad as was first feared, is it?
No, it was just a knock. And so, yeah, not as serious as we first thought. So, yeah, so we'll see how he progresses now as the days develop. Yeah.
And tell me, just when we're on injuries, how is the walking wounded? And I'm talking in terms of Stephen McMenamin, Paddy McGrath, Jason McGee, Oisin Gallen. Any of those nearly ready to come back?
No, we won't see those. We won't see those in National League action. It'll be getting ready for Championship. But, you know, we're hoping that those guys back in training prior to Championship, and that's where they're at.
And what's the situation with Kieran Gillespie?
Yeah, same. He's recovering from his ACL, second ACL in 2 years. So, yeah, on the road to recovery, but it'll take a bit longer for Kieran, I think, you know.
Yeah. And looking ahead to Sunday, when you look ahead to Sunday and you look at the table, what's your thoughts? Obviously, Tyrone coming the following week and finishing then with a trip to Kerry.
Yeah, listen, it looks like the start of an Ulster Championship campaign. You've won, and you have Tyrone now in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Right? So both have been up there along with the Donegal, I suppose, over the last couple of decades in terms of being the top teams in Ulster. So I'm really looking forward to the challenge of both those teams coming in. And you know, as it starts on Sunday with Monaghan, and you know, they're on the crest of a wave at the minute and playing good football. Really impressed against Dublin, especially in the first half. And last week against Mayo, very, very impressive 9-point victory against Mayo. So, yeah, it's going to be a real tough test. And then we have the Tyrone game, which we'll start concentrating on once we get Monaghan out of the way on Sunday, you know.
2 points, certainly you need to get something out of Sunday's game.
Listen, that's the challenge, and you know, that's what we'll be aiming for, and as I say, it's going to be a big, big ask. It's going to be a big, a real test for us, but listen, these are the games you want, Tom, and you're up against the best teams, and yeah, we need to get the result. That's the most important thing on Sunday, is to pick up those 2 points.
Is it a consolation you're going to Father Tierney Park? Donegal have a good record there.
Listen, I don't really look too much into it, whether it's O'Donnell Park or Father Tierney Park or McCool. We just have to get on one at a time. We have to prepare accordingly. And as I say, it's about the 15 lads that take the field, and those 5 lads coming off the bench. It's a squad game now, and you know, the impact coming off the bench is going to be important also. I feel the game will probably go down to the wire.
Yeah, and in terms of team selection, when do you hope to be in a position to finalise your team?
Normally the last training session, which will be later on now in a week, so we should be in a position then to have that. And as I say, the boys, when we got back in there at the start of the week, really looking forward to it again. You know, disappointed naturally enough that we didn't get the result in Crow Park, but an opportunity now to go into Father Tierney Park. And listen, we're hoping for a big Donegal support in Father Tierney Park to get behind the team. As I say, the game will go down to the wire, so it's important that Donegal, the supporters, really get behind the team on Sunday.
I was speaking to Brian McAniff during the week, and he says it is about time Monaghan were put back in the box. Are we going to do it on Sunday?
Well, listen, Tom, that's what we're aiming for, and that's what the management players are all aiming for. And, you know, as I say, we want to be leaving Father Tierney Park on the Sunday afternoon with 2 points, 2 valuable 2 points in the bag.